You're listening to Type A, a podcast where I sit down with Type A people to discover the best productivity tips and everyday habits that can keep you inspired, sane, and productive. I'm your host, Hannah Shows. Let's dive right in. Well, that was completely unproductive. You know the phrase, throw spaghetti at the wall and see what sticks. Well, nothing stuck. Absolutely nothing. I'm sure you felt like me before. Frustrated, overworked, maybe a little down on yourself. Whether it's studying for a final or preparing a presentation for work, it can be really hard to break down overwhelming projects into manageable, bite-sized pieces. Not to brag, but pre-COVID, I was pretty good at time management. Maybe it's because I didn't go out very much. I guess I still don't. But I could generate a lot of work without tiring out. And now, a year into the pandemic, I handle projects and assignments as they come. Instead of planning ahead, I plan to get the work done in one sitting. Am I successful at this? Sure. Am I happy and settled? Not really. About a week ago, I was scrolling through Instagram, and I saw this picture of a ladder with rungs really, really close together, next to a ladder with rungs absurdly far apart. The picture was posted by one of my favorite academic accounts, at Scholar Culture. The man climbing up the ladder with rungs closer together had a much easier time than the man who needed to nearly jump from rung to rung. The picture was captioned, "The Pomodoro Techniques makes the rungs of the ladder closer together. Don't underestimate the power of tiny steps." What? The Pomodoro Technique? What was that, and how could I get one? So I started asking around. Had anyone heard of this?
No, I've not heard of the Pomodoro Technique.
Yeah, I've heard of that, but I haven't tried it.
No, what's that?
Yeah, I've tried the Pomodoro method, but it didn't really work for me.
Well, at least I wasn't alone. A quick Google search defined the Pomodoro technique as a time management method developed by Francesco Cirillo in the late 1980s. Practitioners break down their work into intervals, usually 25 minutes in length, separated by short breaks. I learned that the Pomodoro technique is great for people who regularly self-interrupt their own study time by checking their phone, completing chores, browsing social media, etc. And I am so guilty of this. The Pomodoro technique is a form of brain retraining that helps users regulate when they can take breaks. Each interval, called the Pomodoro, is dedicated to one task, and each break is a chance to get up, grab a snack, and bring your attention back to what you should be working on. As intriguing as this brain retraining sounded, I wanted to learn how practical this study technique was, especially given today's virtual learning environment. Anise Thomas is a college-bound high school senior who's a self-described high-functioning student. Anise dreams of working as a human rights attorney one day, but today, she's just focused on graduating high school.
During the pandemic, I definitely have move towards being a procrastinator just because I have so many distractions around me, and I think, oh, I can put it off. Like, I can watch this one Netflix show. I can study after.
I get that. I've struggled studying for finals and midterms in the pandemic for that reason. Long-term and group projects are really difficult. So when you study, how do you feel?
I feel stressed 100%. In terms of accountability, I try to study on FaceTime with friends just so we hold each other accountable and don't get distracted on our phones. But with these study sessions, I honestly don't retain much information.
So have you heard of the Pomodoro technique, Anise?
I actually have not, but that is only because we don't really go over study techniques in school.
When we come back, we'll put the Pomodoro technique to the test.
This is a message from the CDC. You can get COVID-19 while traveling. Don't travel while sick. Protect others. Wear a mask, maintain social distance about 6 feet apart, and wash your hands often. To learn more, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19.
To really test the Pomodoro technique, I decided to try it for a month. What inevitably followed, spoiler alert, was a month of... Oh my goodness. It's Friday, April 2nd. I think I'm finally getting the hang of this. It's Thursday, April 8th, I think, and I am absolutely not enjoying this. I need a drink. It's not that the Pomodoro technique is particularly hard. In fact, the whole point is to make studying more manageable. It's more that the technique brings to light all the ways that I sabotage my own success. Putting off work until the deadline. Checking text messages far more frequently than I care to admit. The work isn't the hard part. Learning to live with my brain and my habits as they are, not how I want them to be. That's the hard part. For me, the pandemic slowly destroyed my senior year of college as I always imagined it to be. March of my junior year, my university went online and never went back in person. I began planning my life in 2-week increments, then 2 days, then 2 hours, and my study habits suffered. Now, if I could go back and redo how I acted during the pandemic, I don't think I would. I was always safe, cautious, and consistent. But like all of us who played by the rules, there's a price to pay. And for me, that was the slow degradation of my mental health and study habits. It's hard to acknowledge how far I've fallen, in air quotes, from where I once was pre-pandemic. But with the Pomodoro technique, I'm learning to silence the what-ifs and focus on what's right in front of me. Pen, paper, homework, laptop. I'm learning that I do have power over my thoughts, and that I can train my attention to focus on homework instead of social media feeds. It's hard, but a good hard. It's hard in all the ways that I want something to be challenging. And if you're a type A person too, I think you'll appreciate the challenge. If I could leave you with one piece of advice, it would be to train your attention and never give up on yourself. The Pomodoro technique is one way to train your attention and get work done. But more than anything, take the time to understand your brain and find a study system that works for you. Because where you put your attention, after all, is how you spend your life. Thanks for joining me on the inaugural episode of Type A. If you enjoyed the podcast, please like and subscribe wherever you get your pods. This episode was written and narrated by Hannah Shows. Artwork by Hannah Shows and Alexandra Zenner. Royalty-free music provided by the YouTube Creator Studio. As always, stay safe and set the world on fire.